Good day, my friends, wherever you are in the world. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi. Progress on purpose. Let's go. Progress on purpose. Good day, wherever you are in the world. So grateful, so thankful that the Lord has given us this opportunity for us to work together as we move on into the next level. Wherever you are, as you come, we are on. We are about to go. All right, progress on purpose. Share with your friends. Let somebody know that progress on purpose, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi is online. He is here because we need to empower some people. Good evening, wherever you are in the world. Good evening. I see you. I hear you. There's so many emails I'm getting, so many text messages I'm getting, so many messages through Facebook that I'm getting. I appreciate each and every one of you for what you are doing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing word of mouth. We're sharing on what's happening on Progress on Purpose. It is because of you that many people are going to be blessed and to become better. I see you, my friend, all the way in South Africa. Good evening. How are you? All right. I'm so excited that we're here. Okay, let's get into it. We are going to have a very wonderful time today. It's going to be powerful, powerful things. Every day is going to be powerful. And I know that God wants to do an amazing thing in your life. I am just an evolving teacher and preacher and trainer and coach. And as I evolve, I just want to share what God is putting on my heart so that you can get better. I know where you have everything you need. It's in you. You just need somebody to pull it out, somebody to coach you, somebody to show some how-tos to use what you got. Some of you have got some big time gifts and you just need to understand the power of collaboration. Collaboration is very, very important. I posted a video. If you can check it out, that would be nice. It's right there on my timeline on the power of collaboration. No matter how gifted you are, you need somebody else. No matter how influential you are, your influence is for somebody else's blessing. And when you leave your life with that, with those principles in your life, that life is not about you, it's about others being blessed through you, and it's about you lifting others up, you are going to discover you're going to have a clear joy in your life. All right, let's get into it, okay? I'm going to be speaking on achieving on purpose. Achieving on purpose. Here on Progress and Purpose, we believe in practical, relevant, and biblical information for our growth as we seek to discover our reason of being, which is our purpose. When you, the day you discover why you were born, you're going to have the reason to live for. And that's what I am just believing God is calling me to do at this moment in my life. All right, let's. I think we've been waiting on them. All right, share with friends. Let them know. Please come on in. Progress on purpose. Achieving on purpose. Everybody is an achiever. My friend, let me tell you that. Everybody is an achiever. And many of us, we just don't know how to achieve. Okay, or if we are achieving, we are achieving by accident. We don't have a formula to our success. And I believe if all of us had a formula to our success, we could help other people who need what we got and that which made us to make it over. So we just want to, my desire is for through the power of the Holy Ghost to empower you to have a formula for your success so that you can help somebody else make it the way God is helping you to make it. All right, let's get into it. Father, give us wisdom, we pray. Amen. All right, achieving on purpose. And we're gonna use, you know, we always find a Bible passage that we pull out the principles from because we are practical, we are relevant, and we are biblical. I am a pastor at heart. And that means the Bible always informs my decisions, informs my wisdom. All right. So here we go. Proverbs chapter six and verse 6 to verse 11. And then we're going to talk about achieving on purpose. Okay. Here it is. Verse 6 says, Go to the end. You sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no captain, no overseer or ruler, that's the ant, provides their supplies in the summer and gathers their food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, or sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man, like a bandit. Poverty will come on you like a bandit. Go to an ant. You know, God would have simply said, go to a lion, go to an elephant, go to a giraffe, go to a crocodile, go to an anaconda. I mean, the largest of his creatures. But God says to us, if you want to know how to handle it together and how to achieve on purpose, you must go to an ant, the smallest thing. Good day, my friend. Good day. And so I just want to share with us how to achieve on purpose based on these five verses from the book of Proverbs. Are you ready? Okay, let's get into it. Number one, it is very, very important. Number one, if you're going to achieve on purpose, here's number one, know who you are. Know who you are. If you're going to, listen, God says, go to the ant. Go to the ant. Right there, right, those four words. Know who you are. Know who you are. You need to understand the rest of this passage in Proverbs chapter 6. It's all based on a very specific insect that we're looking at, and it's an ant. And I want to challenge you, child of God. If you're going to achieve on purpose, you need to know who you are. Know who you are. Pastor Kambizi, how do I get to know who I am? You need to be clear. If you are to know who you are, you need to be clear about your values. You need to be very clear about your strengths. You need to be very clear about your weaknesses. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, this is good. You need to know who you are. And how do I know who I am? Be clear. Be clear about these three things if you are to know who you are. Okay, be clear about your values. Be clear about your values. What do you stand for? What fuels you? Listen, don't be embarrassed by your values. You gotta be a value-driven individual. Be clear about your values. What is it that we don't do? What is it that we do? Know who you are. Be clear about your values. Don't go through life just meandering and guessing on what your values are. It matters for you to be clear on your values if you're to know who you are. It matters for you to know know who you are by being clear about your strengths. What are your strengths? What are you strong at? Don't wait for people to discover you. You know what I've discovered? I've discovered that many of us are looking for somebody to discover us when you, my friend, have got 100% responsibility on your life. Don't go through life looking for who is to discover you. No. Who are you discovering? Because you need to know your strengths. When you know your strengths, you know what you want, you know where you're going, you know who you need, because you are clear about your strengths. What are your strengths? Because what I've discovered in this world, when you undervalue your strengths, don't expect anybody else to put value on your strengths. In other words, when you are your own enemy, you, my friend, you are defeated because you live with you. So you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. Who are you? You need to know who you are. And being clear about your values helps you. The story says, look, the ant has no captain, no supervisor, no manager, no ruler. And yet the ant provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. In other words, an ant has no, good day, my friend. How are you doing out there in Toledo, Ohio? All right. Know who you are if you are to achieve on purpose. Know who you are if you are to achieve on purpose. Be clear about your values. Be clear about your values. Be clear about your strengths. And be clear about your weaknesses. Okay? Everybody has a weakness. Everybody has a weakness. You need to understand, no matter how gifted you are, how powerful you are, everybody has a weakness. Everybody has a weakness. And you are blessed when you know your weakness. Because when you don't know your weakness will always be the enemy to your strength. Your weakness will always be the greatest enemy to your destiny. All right? Many people may do well knowing their strengths, but they are ignorant about their weaknesses. All right? David had the strength. David was a worshiper. David was a warrior. But David neglected his weakness, and it was his weakness that literally jeopardized his kingship. All right? So you need to understand, child of God, whilst you be clear on your values, be clear on your strength, And be clear on your weaknesses. I see one of my elders, Elder Augustine. Hey, my man, how you doing out there? All right. So know who you are. Know who you are. Be clear about your values. Be clear about your strengths. Be clear about your weaknesses. If you are going to achieve on purpose, it is when you look at your weaknesses and you know what they are, you'll be empowered for you to ask for help. Okay. People who ask for help are people who are clear about their weaknesses. Okay, if you cannot sing, that's your weakness. Well, then you need to look for somebody whose strength is singing so you can collaborate and then the program goes on. So if you are to achieve on purpose, know who you are. What does that mean? Be clear about these three areas. Be clear about your values. Be clear about your strengths and be clear about your weaknesses. And listen, having a weakness is not a negative. We all have weaknesses so that we all can need each other. Nobody has it all. You've heard me say that. I want to make a t-shirt now. Okay. Nobody has it all, but know your weaknesses, because when you know your weaknesses, it's going to be easy for you to seek help. It's going to be easy for you to appreciate correction. It's going to be easy for you to appreciate others, because now life is not just about you, but because you have weaknesses, you need help from someone else. And because you have got strengths, you need to help someone else. And because you have got values, you are not going through life guessing which way to go, what is right, what to do. All right. So if you are to achieve on purpose, know who you are. That's number one. So now when you know who you are, here is a proverb says, an ant, look, go to the ant, consider her ways, consider her ways. That's the kicker. All right. It's not just going to the ant, but when you go to the ant, you need to consider the ant's ways. So when you know who you are, my friend, in order for you to be clear on your values, to be clear on your strengths, to be clear on your weaknesses, listen to me now, you need to state your intentions. Okay. Knowing who you are will lead you to state your intentions. Because everything you do in life is driven by the intention behind the action. The action is the fruit of the intention. So many of us, we just do stuff and we don't know why we did stuff. Have you ever been asked by somebody this question, why did you do it? And then you didn't know why you did it. Because you never stated your intention. Listen to me, child of God. If you're going to achieve on purpose, because there's no, listen, you need to state your intention as you know who you are, because here's where the kick about intentions. Intentions matter, because there's no accountability without intention. Okay. When you have no intention, you cannot have accountability. So our intentions are very, very important when you know who you are, so that you can have accountability. They are measurable. Somebody can correct you and you can tell if you're almost there or if you're there or if you're missing the mark, because there's accountability in your life. There are so many people who do not have accountability. They do what they do because that's what they want to do. And sometimes we blame them, not understanding that they are living life without an intention. Okay, it matters. You know, we raise our daughters. One thing about, you know, whenever they were coming up as little girls, we've always asked them why. Whenever they want something, I have to ask them why. Why do you want it? Why? Daddy, we want this. Why? I'm not looking for an answer, a perfect answer, but I'm building within my children to the need for intention. Okay. You can't just want. What is the intention? So when I ask them why, you know, most people, even grown people who are listening to me right now, many of us are grown and yet we're dealing with childish problems because nobody trained us to have intentions so that we could have accountability in our lives. We are trying to have accountability without intention. There is no accountability without intention. So know who you are. It matters. When you look at this story, yes, there's an intention. The ant has no supervisor, no captain, no ruler, but the ant consider her ways. Okay, the ant has intentions. Where is it, Pastor? In verse 8, it provides their supplies in the summer and gathers their food in the harvest. In other words, it knows it cannot gather in the winter. So when you see an ant carrying food in the summer, carrying food in the harvest, you need to understand it has an intention of eating in the winter. Here it is. Know who you are. Know who you are. I'm talking about achieving on purpose. Listen, I'm on a journey of my life right now. I'm excited. God is pulling things and I'm evolving. I'm evolving as a preacher. I've done so much stuff. I've been an evangelist. I've preached. I've pastored. And I'm discovering that God has all this wisdom and all these experiences I've had. That's why I'm at this stage of progress on purpose. I've discovered that many people know what is wrong with them. Many people know why it is, whatever is wrong with them. But many people don't know how to pull it together. And that's the reason for this platform. All right. So if you are to achieve on purpose, know who you are. Know who you are. Be clear on your values. In other words, you can't do everything. Okay. You have opportunity abandonment because everything must line up with my values. I don't want success that will make me guilty. I don't want success that will make me lose who I am. I want to be proud of me after I have succeeded. So I must be clear on my values. Okay. Corruption is not part of my life. Okay. Why? Because that's a value to me. People are important to me. Why? Because it's a value to me. All right. So you need to be clear on your values. You know, even when it comes to dating, you want to achieve in your relationship, you want to achieve in your career, be clear on your values. It matters. This is what Daniel did. You know, when the king brought food, which was the king's food, Daniel said, hey, we don't eat that kind of stuff. Why? Because we got values, man. We don't eat unclean foods. That's why the three Hebrew boys could be thrown into the fiery furnace in Daniel chapter 3. You know why? Because they were clear on their values. We don't worship any graven image. We serve a living Savior. We have clear values. That's why Joseph was accused by Sister Potiphar and thrown into prison. Sister Potiphar says, boy, you look so good and look so fine. And look at me. I'm so good and so good. Listen, can we do some? And then Joseph said, how can I sin against God? Sister, I'm clear on my values. Yes, my flesh said yes, but my spirit says no. Oh, come on, talk to me. You got to be clear on your values. Be clear on your values. Be clear on your strengths. Be clear on your weaknesses. And how do these things come in? State your intentions. Any relationship you get into, you need to state your intentions. And I'll tell you one thing about this, because I've had so many relationships, business relationships, ministry partnerships with people, and I've done so much for so many people for free. All right, I've done so much for so many people for free. And I'll tell you why. Those people didn't do me anything wrong. I never stated my intention. Okay, if you get into any relationship without intentions, don't complain about what you get out of it. You know, how do you know that you have it? How do you measure success on your job, in your school, in your business, if you don't have intentions? So know who you are, state your intentions, because there's no accountability without intention. Are we clear on that? Please just give me thumbs up so that I can see that we are on it together. Hearts, put some hearts over there so that I know that I'm helping somebody out there. So you need to have it. When you have an intention, it puts you on the path of achievement. Okay, when you have intention, it puts you on the path of achievement. Having a clear intention, Terry, makes the path easy to follow. Okay, having the clearer the intention, the easier the path to follow. Okay, if you're going to date somebody, you need to have an intention. You know, as we date, what is our intention? You need to understand that, because people end up, oh, oops, oh, something happened. Oh, we need to fix something. Well, you can't just get in. What's your intention for dating? Is it just for fun? Is it for you to grow? Is it for you looking for a partner? Is it for you looking for a spouse? You need to understand, what is the intention? When you go to school, what is the intention? The clear intention, it makes the path easy to follow. Okay, so that's number one, achieving on purpose. Sister Pat, thank you, girl, for coming in. She's a very powerful friend of mine of many, many years. Here's number one. So know who you are, achieving on purpose. Number two, know what you want. You're going to hear me say this over and over, because many of us are living life on default. We don't even know what we want. Know what you want. Okay? Proverbs 6 says, listen, the ant has no captain, it has no supervisor, it has no manager, but the ant knows what it wants. Consider its ways. That's what God says. Go to the ant and consider its ways. The ant, oh, Pastor McLean, how are you, my man? I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it, Bishop. It's humbling always to have you around here. Here it is. So if you're going to achieve on purpose, number two, know what you want. Okay, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 11, it says, the ant knows what it wants. It gathers. Listen, and God says, consider its ways. Because number one, the ant provides. Number one, it supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. You need to know what you want if you're going to achieve on purpose. Okay? What does it look like to know what you want? Okay? Be clear about your goals and your passions. Be clear about your goals and your passions. Know what you want. You know, I have daughters. I have three daughters and many nieces that I love dearly and greatly. And I'll tell you something very amazing about it. I'm always talking to them. You need to know what you want. You need to know what you want. Simply because somebody talks to you first, it doesn't mean they are the right person for you. You need to know what you want. There are so many people that do counseling who say, Pastor, well, the guy I have is wrong for me. Well, because you are just looking at the guys in the city at the place where you are because you haven't defined what you want. Maybe what you want is in Singapore. Your life is not over. You may be in Singapore 2 years from now. Don't waste yourself getting and going for what you don't want. Be clear. Be clear on your goals. What is it that you want? If you're going to achieve on purpose, listen, be patient with yourself. I would rather wait as long as I can and get the right thing than to get the easiest thing and the easily available thing and discover 10 years later that you were in a bad thing. And that's what many people have done. Many people who are married, they got married to the best thing that was where they were. And now they are where they are. They're discovering they got what they wanted and they missed what they needed. Woo! I feel it. And the same thing is true with the job. The same is true with the job. Know what you want. What do you want, Terry? I'm just using you today. All right? What do you want? If you want to be a doctor, you can't be a doctor in a day. Okay, so you may work in a nursing home. You may become a nurse. But know what you want. If you want to be a doctor, it means stay on the course and you will get there. There's nothing that God has created you to accomplish in your life that you cannot accomplish in your life when you know what you want. That's why prayer is very important to everybody. How can you live without prayer? Because I know what I want, and then I must check what I want with what God created me for. So in other words, God, I know what I want, but Lord, is this why you created me the way you created me? Because, you know, I got preferences, God, but I want to do your will. All right, so know what you want. Know what you want. Know what you want. Be clear about your goals. Okay, so how do we do this thing of being clear about your goals? You ready for this? Picture what success looks like to you. Picture what success looks like to you. And I'm about to give you a very powerful statement. Picture what success looks like to you. Why should I have a mental picture, Pastor Cambizi? Because you cannot feature in a future that you cannot picture. That's good. You got to picture what success looks like to you because you cannot feature in a future that you cannot picture. You got to picture it in order for you to feature in it because it matters. Okay, you look at me and say, Pastor, show me in the Bible. All right, here it is. You remember when God wanted to show Abraham that he was going to be father of many children? God called him out of his tent and Abraham stepped out of the tent and God said, look in the sky. And he looked in the sky and God said, what do you see? And he says, I see so many stars. And then God says, you're going to be a father of many children. He had to put the picture in him in order for him to believe that it was going to be possible. So for many of us, we don't achieve on purpose because we don't have a picture. You know, we don't have a picture. As soon as I'm done this presentation, I'm going to go to the car dealership. There's a car that I love. And I'm going to go over there and get a book with that picture, with that car in it, picture of that car. And I'm going to put it on I've got my dream board. If you're going to achieve on purpose, you need to know what you want. Picture what success looks like to you. It matters. You know, for some people, success is having more money. For others, success is having a six-pack. For others, success is running 3 miles a day. For others, success is building a school. Picture what success looks like to you. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, not your sister, not your spouse. What does success look like to you? For others, success is just being healthy. No blood pressure medication. No, what does success look like to you? Be clear on your goals and passions. All right. So what does it mean, Pastor Kambi? You know what you want. Picture what success looks like to you. When you do that, it is, when you picture what success looks like to you, it sets you up, okay? It sets you up to make it no matter how long it takes. It sets you up to make it no matter how long it takes. It makes it important enough for you to stay the course. When you picture what success looks like to you, it'll motivate you to stay the course no matter how hard it is. You ready for this, Sister Pat? The clearer the picture of success to you, the easier it is to accomplish it. All right, I've got one of my girls here, Nyarazo, is here with us, a powerful lawyer who is a crazy singer with Breeze Music. They just dropped their video. Please go to YouTube, type up Breeze Music. They've got a powerful, powerful, powerful video. That's just, I wanted to make it to the millions of views. So if you can, please go Breeze Music Zimbabwe and support them. Here's what it is. If you're going to achieve on purpose, you need to picture what success looks like to you. The clearer the picture, the easier it is to accomplish. Do you know how many people, I was in the gym today and something blew my mind. There's a guy who came up on this show called Doctors, and he is a personal trainer. And he made the news last year because he just went on a spree of gaining weight. Okay, he was very chiseled, six pack, looks good. I mean, brother, looks good. And he wanted to put on weight, and he put on 70 pounds. And so he was being interviewed. I'm on the gym, I'm on the treadmill, and he was asked this question, why did you do it? And he said, I did it because I wanted to best understand my clients. Because sometimes we think that people who are obese, obesity is an issue of people being lazy, people not being driven, people not being motivated. So he said, I wanted to become big, and then I wanted to come back to my original. I wanted the journey. I wanted to understand what my clients were going through. And he's doing it again this year. And he was asked, why is he doing it? He said, I'm 40 because I have discovered when people hit 40, they all come up with this explanation, losing weight becomes difficult after 40. So he is about to put another 70 pounds so that he can motivate everybody 40 and above that it can be done. You know, as I was on that thing, it really got me because I didn't want to be on my treadmill as long as I ended up being on it. But because he was talking so good, it just messed me up to come up with my own picture. Are you with me on this one? You know, the clearer the picture, what does success, picture what success looks like to you. If you are to achieve on purpose, is it having a degree? Is it if he's having a degree, then, you know, you got to know what you want. Be clear on your goals and your passions. All right. Here's number three. Then I'm out of here. Achieving on purpose. God says, go to the ant. Go to the ant. And God says, consider her ways. Do you know, just by observing what an ant does, you can become wiser and better than where you are. So here's number one. We said, know who you are. Be clear about your values. Be clear about your strengths. Be clear about your weaknesses. Everybody has a weakness. Everybody. I don't care. Paul puts it this way. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us got a weakness. But you need to know your weakness, because your greatest weaknesses will always be the worst enemy to your strength towards your destiny. If you don't check your weakness, it will always defeat your strength. Okay. All right. So number three, know how to get what you want. Know how to get what you want. Now, this is where it comes into play. That's where many of us need coaches. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody. I believe this. I don't care how wise, how intelligent, how good you are at what you do. Who is coaching you? Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. It doesn't matter how great it is. Even a president have got advisors. Everybody needs a mentor. We need each other for us to make it work. So here's number three. In order for you to achieve on purpose, you need to know how to get what you want. All right. Then the question is, Pastor, how can I do that? Listen to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 11. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Okay. Consider and be wise. Okay. Let's consider the ways of an ant, which having no captain, no overseer, no ruler. Here's what the ant does. Provides their supplies in the summer, gathers their food in the harvest. Are you with me on this one? Oh, how long will you sleep, oh, you sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Oh, really? So what is it? Talk to me, Pastor. How does an ant get what an ant wants? Well, you must have a plan. If you are to achieve on purpose, you need to have a plan. You cannot live life without a plan. You got to have a plan. And let me say this to the many of you who may have a plan. Every plan is tentative. Okay, but have it. In other words, when it's tentative, it means it's not written in stone. As you evolve, as you grow, your plan also evolves, but always have a plan. Okay, if you are single, you know, and you are dating somebody, what's your plan? Because you need to know how to get what you want. You need to know how to get what you want. If you want a promotion on the job, you need to have a plan to get there. That's why you need to ask people, what is it going to take for me to go to the next level? You must be willing to stay humble so that you can learn from others. I'm telling you, whatever you want in this world, there's somebody who has a plan, who has got a formula for you to get it. But you must have the humility for you to ask. Okay, we don't have because we don't ask. Okay, we use that for prayer and everything else. It's a principle that works everywhere in the world. If you don't ask, you may be taking too long when there's somebody who literally has what you are looking for and they don't even need to use it. So they can give it to you for free. I'll give you an example. I was, as I was working on my seminars and training stuff, I went to, there's a store here called Office Depot here in the States. I went over there because I wanted to buy something where I could write my notes. And so I got this thing. It's a stand-up where I could put my board on it, you know. And so I got it. And as I went to pay for it, there was a white guy behind me. So I got there and I asked, you know, how much is this? There was no pricing on it. And the guy said, well, it's $89. So I really wanted this because, you know, for my teaching and whatever stuff I needed it. And so I said, OK, man, this is too expensive. And the guy said, well, you know, that's what it is. So I bought it. And this white guy was behind me. So the guy said to me as I was about to buy, he said to me, hey, man, wait for me outside. So when I left the store, I just waited. I didn't know why I was waiting. I really didn't know why I was waiting, but I waited for the guy because, you know, I said, maybe he needs help. Maybe he needs counseling. I love people, man. I just do. I love people. And this guy came out and he said to me, hey, man, you know, you don't know me. I'm a former Marine. And, you know, I just saw you, man. I just saw you buying this thing for $89. You know, I have one of this in my garage. I have one in my garage. In fact, I have three. So I have two that I don't need. So if you know, why don't you keep your receipt and then we meet here tomorrow, same time, and I'm going to give you the same thing that you bought for $89. You know, we never exchanged numbers. We never exchanged names. And the next day I was right there and God is my witness. The guy showed up and gave me the stand up board holder that I needed. And he even brought me a pile of papers that I could use to get it done. And all I had to do was walk back into the store because I had my receipt and I had to give it back. Let me tell you something. When you know what you want and you have a plan and you are not going to have everything you need. And sometimes you need to ask, there's someone out there who has what you need and they don't need it, but you need it. And they're willing to pass it over to you. So know how to get what you want. Have a plan. Have a plan. Have a plan. Have a plan. Have a plan in your marriage. Have a plan in your career. Have a plan for your spiritual growth. Don't just go to church just to go to church. You know, I tell all the people I've pastored before, you need to have a plan for your spiritual growth. You need a plan for your spiritual growth. You can't just be going to a church where you have nothing that you're aiming at. You're just going weekly basis, going because you like the pastor. You Some of you like the building more than what you get inside the building. You need to have a plan. What is it that you want? You need to know how to get it. Not every pastor exists to feed your growth. Some pastors, you have outgrown them. What they're giving to the congregation is not for you. You may need to move to the next pastor who can help you out. Listen, man, I don't know why we so much. Okay, here it is. Here it is. So know how to get what you want. Have a plan. Have a plan for your marriage. Have a plan for your children. Have a plan for your friends. Have a plan. Have a plan. Some friends, you have outgrown your friends. See, when you have a plan and you have a friend who is still on the side, listen, don't feel bad about outgrowing people. You outgrow clothes. Okay, some of you can really say amen to that because you have outgrown clothes. If you can outgrow clothes, you can truly outgrow some relationships in your life. If you're going to achieve on purpose, it matters for you to know how to get what you want. It's very, very important. All right, how do I get what I want? How do I work this plan, Pastor Kambizi? Glad you asked. You must take action. Okay, must take action. Listen, go to an ant, consider her ways and be wise. Here it is. It takes action. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. The whole thing about the ant, what separates the ant from the sluggard is that the ant takes action. The ant has a plan, provides supplies in summer, gathers food in harvest. That's a plan. But guess what? It provides and gathers. Those two words, that's action. So know what you want. Okay, have a plan. And every plan is tentative. Every plan is tentative. You know, okay, let's leave it alone. Take action. Take action when you have a plan. Don't just have a plan. A plan makes it clear, makes it, you know, it measures, it gives you measurables, but you need to take action. Take action. What does that mean? Start moving. Start moving. Yeah, take a step, any step, just take a step, have action, take action. They say now in the health field, they say this, they say that sitting has become the second smoking. Okay, what that means is that, you know, smoking used to impact people's health, but now it has been replaced by people just sitting, not taking action. You know, one time I had this, you know, they've got this watches where it kind of counts how many steps you have done a day. And one day I shocked myself. Terry, I at the end of the day, I looked at my, I was so busy that day. And when I looked at the end of the day to see how many steps I had done, I had only done 300 steps. The whole day, I had done 300 steps. I was so busy on my computer. I was so busy planning and strategizing. I was so busy on the phone, and I never moved. So obesity is on us as a people across the globe, you know, because people are not taking action. Just take action. All right. If you're going to achieve on purpose, take action. Just one step at a time. Whatever it is, just take action. Any step, take a step. No matter how small it is, take it. Take it. Because movement creates movement. Movement creates movement. If you want to achieve on purpose, movement creates movement. It's really important. Take action. Be accountable to yourself and accountable to others. It matters if you are to achieve it. If you are not the one who needs to take the first action, then identify who. Okay, there are some actions in your story where you're not going to accomplish everything. But so learn to identify who needs to do what by when. There must be deadlines in your life. It's extremely important that many of us are just moving through life with no goal. We're not aiming at anything. Whatever hits us, that's what we're looking at. You know, whatever comes first, that's what I was looking. No. You need to know what you want and need to have a plan. When you know what you want and you have a plan, you have heard me say this on this platform, you will develop the gift of opportunity abandonment. It's a gift. The gift of opportunity abandonment. What that gift is, it means not everything good is for me. Some things are good, but they're not good for me. Okay, some things are good, but they're not good for me because of where I am going, what I want, and I know how to get what I want. Some blessings may actually be destruction to what you want. So if you are single, for example, you are single, you have no boyfriend, and you can't just hang around anybody simply because you're lonely. But because you can hang around with somebody who you just don't know what's going on. And at the end of the day, you know, Jamie Foxx is an actor, one of the greatest actors of our time, Blake actor. Jamie Foxx has got a daughter. He's got a daughter that he loves dearly. I was listening to the story the other day, and I discovered he had his best friend, one of his best friends, one lady who was his best friend. One time they were together watching they were watching a movie or something. They were best friends. They didn't love each other as lovers, but they just had nothing to do. And so they slept together, and she became pregnant, and here's a single daddy. That's his daughter from that. Sometimes you can make permanent decision that can impact your future without your concern, simply because you are hanging too much with where you are not going, with what you don't want. And before you know it, the rest of your life is fixing something that you could have avoided by simply knowing what you want and avoiding what else is not in the path of that. So achieving on purpose, very clearly, know who you are. It matters. Know who you are. And be clear. By knowing who you are, I mean be clear about your values, be clear about your strengths, be clear about your weaknesses, state your intentions, okay? State your intentions, because there's no accountability without intentions. Okay, having intentions will make the path easy for achievement. The clearer the intention, the easier it is to follow. Number two, know what you want. Okay, be clear about your goals. Know what you want, be clear about your goals, okay? Picture what success looks like to you. Picture what success looks like to you, because you cannot feature, my friends, in a future that you cannot picture. You need a picture of success. Picture what success looks like to you, okay? It will set you up to make it, no matter how long it takes. When you have a picture of what success looks like to you, it will make it important enough for you not to give up. If you make a picture of what success looks like to you, the clearer your picture, the easier it is to accomplish it. And then number three, know how to get what you want. Have a plan. An ant has a plan. It has no manager, no supervisor, no pastor, but an ant knows when to get what before what gets into place. Have a plan. And every plan is tentative, but at least have a plan. Have a plan. Take action. Take action after you've done the plan. If you want to lose weight, take action. Okay, go to the gym. Is it easy to go to the gym at 5 in the morning? No, it's not. But I've got a picture. I've got a picture of what success looks like to me. I have a picture of what being healthy looks like to me. The second half of my life, I just want to get it done. You know, whatever it is, you got to have that picture in your head. You got to have your own picture. And what when you get that, you know, and you have a plan, because you need to know how to get it. You need to have a plan, take action, okay? Movement creates movement, all right? So here it is, my friends. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstances. You really don't. We all don't have to be victims of our circumstances. We can choose to frame what happens. We can achieve on purpose. We can all achieve on purpose. And I wish you well on this journey. I'm excited about life. I'm really excited about life right now. Anything that's happening, not happening in my life, I'm excited about it, because I want to see how my story is going to end. I cannot wait to see what's up. What is it going to take? And my friend, I'm here for the journey. If you need a coach, if you need a partner, let's keep progress on purpose going. Please tell somebody else. Just tell somebody else. If I'm helping you in any way, I'll be here. I'll try by all means to be here at 12:30. Eastern Standard Time every day, so that we can keep on moving. There's so much stuff to do. Somebody asked the question, why does a caged bird sing? And the answer is because it has a song. And so somebody said to me, hey, why are you posting a video every day? I said, because I have something to say, and I want a child of God to get better and to progress on purpose as they journey into their destiny. When you get better, the world gets better. When you get better, your world gets better. I want you to get better. God wants you to get better, because there's more in you than all the mistakes you have ever done, ever experienced. There is a bigger story to you than what you have already experienced. You better keep hope alive. You better believe that God is up to something bigger and greater. I do. And my friend, I encourage you to do the same for your own self's sake. And we are praying. Father, thank you so much for our time together. May you bless us. May you keep us. Now that we have these tools, Lord, from a little ant, I pray that each and every one of us may find our own divine strategy so that, Master, you can multiply us and make us more, because we know that you are with us and you are for us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen again. Hey, blessings on you, everybody. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Tell somebody if you have already subscribed. See you tomorrow, same time. Blessings on you.